KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8:05, we have clear skies. It's 43 degrees in Atlantic. We look forward to be mostly sunny today and slightly breezy, high around 68, winds out of the west at 10 miles per hour, just a gentle breeze, actually. Tonight, partly cloudy to cloudy with a chance of spotty showers developing late to low of 43. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. More than 10,000 Deere & Company workers have gone on strike after negotiators couldn't deliver a new agreement. In a statement, the United Auto Workers said members struck at midnight October 14 after the company failed to present an agreement that met our members' demands and needs. The vast majority of the union rejected a contract offer earlier this week that would have delivered 5% raises to some workers and 6% raises to others. 35 years have passed since the last major Deere strike, but workers are emboldened to demand more this year after working long hours throughout the pandemic and because companies are facing worker shortages. The workers at the Ankeny, Iowa plant are asking John Deere for a raise and better retirement benefits. John Deere is expected to post record profits this year. The average production worker at Deere made about $60,000 last year, but could see up to $72,000 by the end of negotiations. Farmers say their future is uncertain as those John Deere workers go on strike. One Linn County farmer said the impact goes beyond workers, stockholders, and the company. If they don't have a part that usually is in stock, the harvest season could come to a halt. Officials of the Creston Police Department say a man residing in the 200 block of Cottonwood Road informed police at around 10:15 p.m. Wednesday that his pickup truck was missing. The orange and copper 1981 Chevy K20 pickup was parked outside of Supreme Cleaners in Creston between 6 p.m. and 10:11 p.m. Wednesday when it disappeared. The loss was estimated at $3,000. The Shelby County Sheriff's Office has released a report on arrests from the past couple of weeks. Most recently, on Tuesday, 53-year-old Tina Marie Hiltz of Logan was arrested following a call for a vehicle fire in the ditch along the 500 block of Dogwood Road. Upon arrival and further investigation, it was determined that Hiltz would be taken into custody and charged with operating while intoxicated, first offense, child endangerment, and reckless driving. Hiltz was transferred to the jail for further testing and then released over to jail staff without further incident, where she was being held pending an appearance before the magistrate the following morning. Hiltz was seen and bond was set at $2,000 cash or surety, and she was released later that evening after posting the required bond. On Monday, 38-year-old Shane Michael Givend of Omaha was taken into custody on a statewide warrant for failure to appear on an original charge of forgery in Pottawatomie County District Court. Givend was able to post the required cash bond and was released from custody before given a future court date to appear. On Sunday, Shelby County Sheriff's deputies arrested 23-year-old Alex Michael Peterson of Avoca following a traffic stop on Highway 59 in Shelby County. Peterson, who had been stopped in traffic for traffic violations, and upon further investigation, was taken into custody and charged with operation while intoxicated, first offense, failure to yield to an emergency vehicle, and operating a non-registered vehicle. He was transported to the jail without incident and held under a $1,000 cash or surety bond, and then released under his own recognizance the following morning. On October the 6th, 26-year-old Samantha Marie Swanson of Council Bluffs was taken into custody by the Iowa State Patrol following a traffic stop in Shelby. Swanson's driving privileges through the state of Iowa are barred. Therefore, she was taken into custody and charged with driving while barred, habitual offender, improper use of registration, and no proof of insurance. Swanson was released later that same afternoon after posting the required surety bond. And on October 1st, Shelby County deputies arrested 30-year-old Kaylee Marie Turner. She was taken into custody following a traffic stop and charged with driving under suspension. Turner was processed into the Shelby County Jail without incident and released a short time later after posting the required cash bond. The Mills County Sheriff's Office is reporting three separate arrests occurred on Tuesday. At around 9:10 a.m., 41-year-old Brian Keith Ketting of California, Missouri, was arrested in Cole County, Missouri, for stalking, protection order violation, two counts of extortion by physical threat, two counts harassment in the first degree, three counts harassment in the third degree, violation of a no-contact order, and contempt of court for violation of a no-contact order, domestic-related. Ketting's bond was set at $19,000. 24-year-old Danielle Beverly Galica of Council Bluffs was arrested in Mills County just before 5 p.m. on Interstate 29. She was arrested on a warrant out of Pottawatomie County for violation of probation. Galica's bond was set at $5,000. And 37-year-old Tiffany Pearl Anderson of Council Bluffs was arrested around 9:15 p.m. on a Pottawatomie County warrant for domestic abuse assault. She was being held without bond in the Mills County Jail. Two U.S. candidates seeking the Democratic Party's nomination in 2022 will be in Ottawa this Sunday, October 17th, from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. The event will be held at the Albert the Bull Park, rain or shine. Abby Finkenauer served as the U.S. representative for Iowa's 1st Congressional District from 2019 to 2021. Before being elected to Congress, she served at the Iowa House of Representatives for the 99th District. The other candidate set to appear at the event this Sunday is Dr. Glenn Hurst, who chairs the Iowa Democratic Party's Rural Caucus and the party's Finkenauer, Glenn Hurst, and Dave Mulbauer are all running in the Democratic primary for U.S. Senate on June 7, 2022, against Charles Grassley. The general election will occur on November 8, 2022. Also appearing in Audubon at this Sunday's event is Ross Wilburn, chair of the Iowa Democratic Party. The public is invited to meet those individuals again Sunday, the 17th, at Albert the Bull Park after church from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. I'm Rick Hansen, KJAN News.